Voters in several Vermont communities considered local ballot initiatives at the polls Tuesday. VPR Public Post reporter Amy Noyes has some of those results.
Residents of the Champlain Water District in Chittenden County approved three bond measures on Tuesday. The bonds will help pay for infrastructure improvements. General Manager Jim Fay says a storage tank upgrade at the treatment facility is the first project the Water District will tackle.
Right now we're at a 90% design phase for the twin filtered water contact tank in the wet well. So that one should be going out to bid, we would hope, by, say, February.
Voters in the Chittenden County town of Westford approved a town forest and farmland conservation measure by more than a 2-to-1 margin. The town will borrow $185,000 to help conserve the property across from its school, known as Jackson Farm. The project will create a 130-acre town forest and protect 42 acres of open meadow. In the Lamoille County town of Wolcott, voters passed a slate of pro-development changes to the zoning regulations. And the third vote was a charm for a new public safety building in the Upper Valley town of Norwich. A scaled-back proposal won strong voter support on Tuesday. The Windham County town of Newfane won't be getting a new town office, at least for now. Nearly 1,000 votes were cast, but the bond article failed by just 10 votes. Newfane voters defeated the same project in August, but supporters of the proposal had petitioned for a revote. And for a second time, voters in Hartford passed two proposed charter amendments. The changes were approved on town meeting day, but were not properly warned. One amendment allows for a 1% local option tax on rooms, meals, and alcoholic beverages. The other dictates that all budget votes must be held by Australian ballot. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.